大家平安。
May peace be with you。啊，
早上第一节，我们来继续昨天下午的学习。
As our first session, let us continue the study from yesterday。
啊，宣讲天国的福音。
Preach the gospel of the kingdom。啊，
我们先来看马太福音的24章。
Let us first turn to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24。
马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24。
37节
37 24章37节，
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
Verse 37 But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be。
主耶稣第二次降临，那个日子会跟挪亚时代一样。
The second coming of Jesus Christ, the days will be as of Noah.
那主耶稣什么时候会再第二次再来？
When is Jesus' second coming?
那我们就看挪亚那个世代。
Then let us refer to the days of Noah.
创世纪里面讲，挪亚那个世代人整天所想都是恶。
In the book of Genesis, it records that all the people during that time, they were thinking of evil.
如果心想都是恶，所以他们的生活就败坏。
Because their thoughts were evil, therefore their actions were evil.
所以神看人的尽头已经来到。
Therefore, from God's point of view, that is the end.
所以神就叫挪亚造方舟。
And God asked Noah to construct the ark.
再来就叫挪亚传警告。
And then asked Noah to send out warning signals.
这个造方舟传警告就是神的怜悯。
To build the ark as well as to spread the warning, it is the mercy of God.
那洪水来到，这个就是神的公义。
The flood being coming is the justice of God.
所以神的公义来到之前，神有怜悯。
Before the righteousness of God comes, there is mercy.
那今天，教会就是末世的方舟。
Today, the church is equivalent to that of the ark of Noah.
那为什么要有教会？
Why do we need to have a church?
圣经里面说，这个教会，是圣城，从天上降下来的耶路撒冷。
The Bible records that the church, it is this Jerusalem that descended from heaven.
所以教会是一群人组成的。
And although the church is composed by a lot of people.
但是这不是民间的组织。
But this is not a secular organization.
这个是圣城从天降临。
This is a holy city descended from heaven.
那教会就是心腹，主耶稣的心腹。
And the church is Jesus's bride.
那主耶稣再来，这个整个教会会被提到天上去。
And Jesus' second coming, the church will be elevated to the heavens.
那个叫做婚宴。
And that is the festival, the wedding.
那是永远的。
That is forever.
那我们今天加入这个教会。
Today we have a partake in this church.
我们有一个使命。
We have a mission.
就是跟挪亚世代一样。
And that is equivalent of that of the days of Noah.
第一个要造方舟。
The first is to build the ark.
要完全跟神指示的尺寸一样。
It must be exactly the same size that God instructed.
那第二个要传警告。
The second is to spread the warning.
所以我们可以想挪亚在造方舟传警告的时候，人怎么看他？
Therefore, we need to think about this. How do men at that time view Noah when he was spreading the warning?
已经觉得挪亚不太正常。
They must have felt that Noah is not so normal.
天气这么好，什么洪水会来到？
The weather is so good. Where will the flood come from?
那一个老人天天拿着斧头上山砍木头，要来造方舟。
An old man every day goes up to the mountains to bring back wood to construct the ark.
这个叫做挪亚的信心。
That is called Noah's faith.
今天如果我们真的相信神的话，
Today, if we truly believe in the word of God,
跟挪亚相信神的话一样,
like when Noah believed the word of God,
我们会很努力,第一个,来建设我们的信仰。
We would do our best and pursue after our faith.
第二个,
Second,
要传警告。
Second is to spread the warning.
更多人来进入这个方舟得救。
So more people can come into this ark and be saved.
但是呢，这不简单。
But this is not easy.
我们回来看马太福音的二十四章。
Let us come back to read Matthew chapter 24. 38.
当洪水的以前人的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。39节。不知不觉洪水来到，就打翻全都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这里再重复一次，人子降临也要这样。
And here it repeats the message. Also, will the coming of the Son of Man be?
那会怎样呢
？And what? How would it be?
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
Men will continue to eat and drink and marry.
圣经说神赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
The Bible says that the grace of God is to give us abundant food and drink.
所以吃喝享受，这是神的恩典。
To be able to drink and eat and be merry, that is the grace of God.
那嫁娶神设立婚姻，让我们圆满的家庭生活，这也是神的恩典。
It is also the grace of God that we are allowed to marry each other.
那如果都是神的恩典，为什么圣经里面讲那时候人照常吃喝嫁娶呢？
If these are all the grace of God, why does the Bible points out that as those days they were eating and drinking and marrying?
就是当神的愤怒洪水要来到以前，那时代的人他生活的重点就是吃喝嫁娶。
And that is to say that before the wrath of God, the flood came, at that time those people were still eating, drinking and marrying.
你今天看除了在教会里面的人
today, if you look outside, except those that are in church,
不是每个人每天所注重的就是吃喝嫁娶吗？
Aren't these the items that people emphasize, which is eating, drinking, and marrying?
所以人注重的就是什么？吃更好，住更好，更好的生活。
What men emphasize is how to eat better, how to live better, how to have a better quality of life.
那如果我们跟外面的人生活形态完全一样，这会有什么影响？
And if our lives are exactly the same as those that don't come to church, what kind of impact does that draw?
39节，不知不觉洪水就来到。
Verse 39, they did not know until the flood came.
怎么会不知不觉呢？
How did they not know?
挪亚不是大声传警告吗？洪水快来到，怎么不知不觉呢？
Didn't Noah spread the warnings loudly? How did they not know?
如果我们用照相机用那个人手调的，你注重一点，其他都是模糊的。
The traditional single lens camera, there is a focal point. Everything else is blurry.
有时候我们开车从一个街上过去，有人跟我们挥手，你。好像看到你没有看到。
Sometimes when we're focused on driving up ahead, if there's somebody on the side that waves at you, you may or may not see.
因为我们很注重前面的路。
Because we're focused on the road ahead.
所以有时候信徒问我说：“今天谁有没有来？”我说我没有看到。
Therefore, sometimes members ask me, "Did so and so come to church?" I did not see.
他真的不相信，怎么你站在讲台怎么没有看到？
And they don't believe me because I stand here.
当你很注重你在讲道的时候，你眼睛看到，但是你没有看到。
But when you're focused, your eyes may have perceived it, but it's as if you did not see.
所以那个时代人对洪水不知不觉。
At that time, the people at that time did not know about the flood.
一直到洪水降临，看到了才信，太慢了。
And up until they saw the flood come, and then believe, that was too late.
那在马太福音二十四章里面有讲了主耶稣再来的一些预兆。
And in Matthew chapter 24, it talks about the signs of before Jesus' coming.
国要攻打民，国民要攻打民。
And a country will battle against a country and nation against nation.
瘟疫、饥荒、地震。
There will be a lot of catastrophes.
这个是外在的。
That is the exterior.
我们最近呢，如果你真的看报纸啊。
Lately, if you turn to the news.
第一个疫情。
The first is the pandemic.
第二个乌克兰战争。
Second is the war in Ukraine.
第三个通货膨胀。
The third is inflation.
就好多好多的事情发生。
There are many things that are happening.
那气候暖化。
Global warming.
所以这一些哈、哦、都是一个外在神对我们的提醒。
These are all warnings on the exterior.
快到了，神的时候快到了。
The time of God is near.
那如果我们看提摩太后书
，If we turn to Second Timothy，
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书的第三章
，Chapter Three，
第一节
，Verse One。
你应该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Verse 1, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
那接下去从第二节开始啊，就讲末世前危险在哪里。
And from verse 2 and onward, it details why is it dangerous at that time.
末世的危险就是道德堕落，然后罪恶冲天。
The danger in the last days is the corruption as well as sin piling up to heaven.
我们仔细来对照，这不是现在这个世界吗？
If we make a direct comparison, isn't this today?
所以真教会的建立就是末世的开始。
Therefore, the establishment of the true church is the beginning of the end days.
我们处于人类历史的最后一个阶段。
We belong to human history's last segment.
因为真教会已经建立了。
Because the true church has been established.
所以我们今天要做的就是挪亚的工作。
Therefore, our job today is that of Noah at that time.
努力来建立我们的教会。
It is to put in our effort to build our church.
教会不是会堂。
The church is not this chapel.
神给我们有好的会堂，这是神的恩典。
God gave us this grace, which is a good chapel.
那教会是坐在会堂里面的这一群人。
But the church is the body that sits inside the chapel.
那这一群人叫做基督的心腹。
And these people are so-called Jesus' bride.
那主耶稣再来就是婚宴，结婚的开始。
When Jesus' second coming is here, that is the beginning of the festival.
所以建立教会就是装饰我们的灵性。
To establish the church, to build up the church, it is to build up our faith.
好像这个新娘啊，穿着光明洁白的衣服。
Like that, like the beautiful dress that the bride wears.
我们穿上基督的美德。
We put on the beauty of Christ.
那这样来迎接主耶稣再来。
Therefore, we welcome Jesus' second coming.
所以这个是教会现在应该要做的。
This is what the church ought to do now.
那第二个就是传警告。
The second is to spread the warning.
邀请更多人来得到救恩。
To invite more people to be saved.
我来的时候听教会负责人讲，我们现在聚会已经超过了120-130个。
When I came, I heard the council member share with me that our attendees has surpassed 120-130.
那如果我们把它缩小一点哦，我们的 active member 算作100个人。
If we are to say that our active member is 100,
那每一个人哦，一年带一个慕道者。
And every active member bring one truth seeker.
不是每一个礼拜哦，一年带一个慕道者到教会来。
It's I'm not asking every week, just one year bring one.
那这会有什么改变？
What kind of transformation will we see?
第一个，教会很多慕道朋友。
The first is there will be many truth-seeking friends.
教会很多慕道朋友，你就发现这个教会有活力。
If there are many truth-seeking friends, you will see the life in the church.
第二个。
Second,
如果教会很多慕道朋友，你就发现信徒的灵性会进步。
If there are many truth-seeking friends in church, you will notice that our spirituality will be elevated.
因为你要带领慕道朋友啊。
Because you need to guide the truth-seeking friends.
这个受洗叫做出生的婴孩。
To be baptized, they are spiritual babies.
那还没有受洗就是连出生都还没有开始。
If they have not been baptized, then they have not been born.
那带领慕道朋友从进到教会来，带他到洗礼，然后一直带领到他成熟独立，不会倒下去，大概两年到三年。
To bring a truth-seeking friend until the day he or she is baptized, to the point where the newly baptized is able to stand firm by him or herself, that it takes about 2 to 3 years.
那这两年到三年，我们在带领慕道他，到他出信，到他成熟，我们本身也一直跟着在进步。
In this time process, we ourselves are also elevated.
所以我带慕道朋友很多好处。
There are many benefits to bring truth-seeking friends.
带给教会改变。
To bring transformation to the church.
带给我们自己灵性进步。
To bring the betterment of our faith.
当然最大的恩典是慕道朋友明白道理来受洗。
But the greatest, the biggest grace is that the friend is baptized.
所以我们活着需要一个更高的目的。
Therefore, in our life, we must have a higher goal.
这个才是重要啊。
That is important.
不是找好工作赚多一点钱吃喝嫁娶。就这样，这样的人生是没有什么意义的。
Our focus in life should not be to look for a better job, to make more money, or to marry. This has no value.
工作是为活着。
To work, it is to be able to survive.
但是活着不是为工作。
But to survive is not to work.
那工作为活着，活着要做什么？
And if you work to survive, then why are you living?
活着就是为着完成更高的目的。
So we live so that we can complete this higher goal.
所以当我们用真理来造就我们自己的信仰的时候，发现我们人生有一个很大的改变。
Therefore, when we use the truth to shine on our life, we can notice this transformation.
我们来看马太福音，昨天我们看的。
Let us turn to the gospel.
第九章
Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章
Matthew chapter 9.
好，三十五节
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训，宣讲天国的福音，又医治他们的病症。这个地方讲耶稣走遍各城各乡。
In verse 35, it states that Jesus went about all the cities and villages.
主耶稣不是固定在一个地方，来啊，你们要来就来这里听。主耶稣走到很多不同的地方去。
Jesus was not just in one place, he was all about in other and many cities.
所以今天教会就是主耶稣的身体。
Today, the church is the body of Christ.
是神充满的。神所充满的地方。
It is where God is filled.
所以为什么我们到各个地方去设立教会？
And this is the reason why we go to many places to establish churches.
当然方便信徒聚会，这是第一个原因。
Of course, the first reason is to bring convenience for the members to have service.
但是更重要就是要邀慕道朋友来比较方便。
But even more important is to invite truth-seeking friends to church.
但是我们在这个教会并不是门打开来等人进来，这样就可以。
But at church, it is not to just open the door and wait for people to walk in.
我曾经在厄瓦看到好几个例子慕道者自己走进来。
In Irvine Church, I've seen many examples that truth-seeking friends just walked in.
因为那个地点很好。
Because the location is very good.
要逛逛逛，要逛到教会里面来。
They were shopping around and then they walked into the chapel.
但是除了这个之外，一个最重要的就是主耶稣借着我们走遍各地方去传福音。
But the other more important, it is that Lord Jesus, through us, spread the gospel to different places.
这个就是我们要努力的目标。
This is something we must pursue after.
那到底主耶稣叫我们去哪里传福音？
And Lord, where is Lord Jesus asking us to go and preach the gospel?
当然第一个就是从近的到远的。
The first is from near to far.
如果我们看使徒行传的第一章。
If we turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传的第一章。
Book of Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
从耶路撒冷开始
，starting from Jerusalem.
然后直到地极。
To the end of the earth.
所以你看，《使徒行传》到最后一章，就教会已经在罗马设立。
If we take note, the end of the book of Acts, the church has been established in Rome.
那我们现在教会已经传到非洲的丛林。
And today, the church has been preached into the suburbs of Africa.
我曾经到奈及利亚去。
There was one time I went to Nigeria.
从美国搭飞机到英国。
I took the plane and went from the United States to England.
那是八零年代。
That's about 1980s.
英国再搭飞机到奈及利亚。
And then I took a plane from England to Nigeria.
然后搭到首都下飞机，再换国内班机一个钟头到第二个大都市。
And from the capital of Nigeria, I took another small plane to the second largest city in Nigeria.
那到第二个大都市，再雇计程车开三个钟头，就是开到椰子树林里面的。
And then I took a car for and drove about 3 hours into the forest.
这个叫地极吧
？Is that the end of the earth?
但是神带领我们就传到那里啊。
But God's guidance guided us there.
那我们现在如果要传福音当然你愿意到非洲去也很好。
To preach the gospel, if you are willing to go to Africa, that's very good.
但是从耶路撒冷开始。
But from Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷哪里？就是有教会的地方啊。
We start from Jerusalem, and where is Jerusalem? That is where church is at.
每一个教会大概都有它负责的区域。
Every church has their responsible regions.
比方说，我们跟伯恩教会一定有一个界限，这个地方是我们 Ontario 牧养，那个地方是伯恩的。
Just like Ontario and Bowen Park, there must be a region where there are certain areas that we pastor, and there are certain areas that they pastor.
那这是为了方便牧养，但信徒你要去哪里都可以啊。
And that is just to ease pastoring, but members can go anywhere.
那至少在我们负责的范围里面我们试着把福音传遍。
But in the region that we are responsible, we can try to spread the gospel there.
那信徒都是住在这个范围里面，大部分。
Most members do live within this area.
所以最先开始就从我们的家庭开始。
Therefore, the closest is starts from our family.
然后我们在哪个地方上班，试着传给我们熟识的同事。
And then we extend to our working place to those that are familiar with us.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Therefore, in here it says, Lord Jesus walked through all the cities and villages.
所以福音要传遍地极，从最近的开始。
Therefore, for the gospel to spread to the end of the earth, we start from the closest to us.
好，那我们再回来看马太福音的第九章。
Let us now turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
第九章的36节。
Chapter 9, verse 36.
他看见许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，没有牧人一般。
Verse 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
我们做事情都有一个原因，为什么我这样做？
We always have a motivation of why we do things.
那主耶稣为什么要这样做？
Therefore, why did Jesus do this?
这个地方讲，主耶稣怜悯他们。
And here it records Jesus was moved with compassion.
神就是爱。
God is love.
爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
And love is persistent and also merciful.
神看不见，爱也看不见。
Both God and love are not visible to you, to our eyes.
那神就是爱，你怎么知道？
Therefore, God is love. How do you know?
就是耶稣降世为人。
That is, Lord Jesus descended from heaven and became flesh.
那他把那看不见的神跟他的爱用生活表现出来。
And he displayed the God that is invisible so that we can see.
所以有时候我们听慕道朋友在问问题啊，啊，旧约的神我不能拜，旧约神杀太多人了。
Sometimes we converse with friends, and their comment is, "This Old Testament God, I cannot worship because he killed so many people."
新约的神啊，我愿意拜。你看主耶稣来哦，他到处传福音，医病赶鬼。
But the God recorded in the New Testament, I can worship because look at Jesus Christ, he came on earth and healed so many.
其实旧约的神跟新约的神是同一位啊。
But in actuality, this God in the Old Testament is the same as this of the New Testament.
但是差在哪个地方？
But where's the difference?
主耶稣说来，我来不是要审判。
The Lord Jesus said, I'm here not to judge.
我来是要拯救。
I'm here to save.
但是那不信的人，末日我讲的话要审判他。
But those that do not believe, in the end days, I will judge.
这一句话就把神的本性讲得很清楚。
This single sentence has already described the Lord.
主耶稣来是要拯救，这就是神的怜悯。
Lord Jesus is here so that we can be saved. That is the mercy of God.
但是这个怜悯有一个恩典期啊，好像你用信用卡有一个期间你不必付。
But this mercy has a period of time. It has an expiration.
那恩典期过去了，审判就来到。
The mercy period is when the mercy period is done. Then the judgment day is here.
你看到旧约时代哦，他是用大水毁灭这个世界。
In the Old Testament, God used flood to destroy the earth.
如果我们读启示录。
If we read the book of Revelation,
将来神的愤怒倒下来，不是挪亚的洪水啊。
In the end days, the Lord's wrath is not that of the of Noah's flood.
要大地震震到连岛这个地都要分开来。
There will be a great earthquake to the point where the lands are going to separate.
那星星要掉下来。
The stars will fall.
那非常的可怕。
That is,
那个是从来没有发生过的。
This is something that has not happened before.
这个就是神的公义。
And that is the righteousness of God.
最后的审判。
The end judgment.
但是那个来之前呢，主耶稣就是要来拯救。
But before that comes, Lord Jesus is here to save.
所以爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Therefore, love is persistent and has merciful.
我们常常听人在讲哦，哎呀，这个啊，神不公义，神啊不，好像爱不够。
Sometimes we say that it seems like God's love is not enough.
我常常在想哦，如果换我们来当神。
Oftentimes, I think if we become God,
你想世界还会留到现在吗
？Do you think the earth will be alive until now？
你想想看哦，你家的如果看到一群蚂蚁跑进来，你怎么办
？Now think about it. If you see a whole bunch of ants come into your house, what would you do？
不是喷毒药把它杀死，就是把它踩死，用烧水把它灌死。
You will think of various methods to destroy them.
因为这是我的家嘛。
Because this is my house.
你为什么跑进来？
Why did you intrude?
那你看，神从天上看下来。
But look at God looking down from heaven.
这一群人是他造的。
These people were created by him.
这一群人是他养的。
These people were fed by him.
但是世界上人说没有神。
But the people of this earth says there is no God.
人是猿猴变的。
That men came from apes, evolved from apes.
我每一天的生命都是神给的。每一天的生命都是神给的。
That our every day is given by God.
这一群人说，我的前途在我的手里。
And these other people will reply and say, my life is in my hands.
如果我们是神，从上面看见，人早就完了。
If we are God looking down from heaven, people will be destroyed.
所以彼得后书里面说，为什么神说啊，主耶稣要快来，来了2000年还没有来。
Therefore, why does the Bible says that Lord Jesus is coming, but 2,000 years later, it's not here yet?
不是单言。
It's not because he delayed.
是宽容。
It's because of his mercy.
比方说，如果主耶稣今天来。
For example, if Lord Jesus came today,
我们真的很有把握我可以得救吗?
Are you confident that you'll be saved?
所以为什么主耶稣今天没有来?
Therefore, why is Jesus not here today?
就是让我们预备更好，他来的时候我们非常清楚可以得救。
So that we may better prepare ourselves so we are confident that we will be saved.
因此主耶稣对人有忍耐。
Therefore, Lord Jesus has compassion for us.
那不只是忍耐哦，又有恩慈。
It's not just a compassion, but mercy.
有时候我们真的犯很多罪。
Sometimes we sin.
虽然大罪不犯，小罪不断。
Although we don't sin any, we don't act any major sins, but there are many small problems that we consistently make.
所以有一个犯奸淫的女人被抓来。
Therefore, there was this woman that committed adultery.
人就问耶稣怎么办。
The Lord, people asked the Lord, "What will you do?"
照摩西的律法，这要用石头打死，你说怎么办
？According to the Mosaic laws, this person should be stoned. What will you do?
这个很难回答。
This is very hard to respond.
因为他如果说要用石头打死
，because if Jesus responded, "Stone this person."
在罗马的律法里面，他没有这个权利啊。
He does not have such an authority under Roman laws.
但是他如果说不需要打死
，But if he responds that this person does not have to be stoned,
那人就说摩西的律法你不遵守，我怎么听你的话呢
？The people will respond and say, "If you don't abide by Moses' law, how can I follow you?"
主耶稣说，谁没有罪的丢第一个石头。
But Jesus responded, "Those that do not have sin, please cast the first stone."
他就在那里画着，等一下怎么大家跑光了，只剩那个女人在那里呢
？And Lord Jesus was drawing on the ground, but then everyone else left.
为什么跑光了
？Why did they all leave?
而且是从老的先走。
And they started leaving from the oldest.
谁没有罪，你可以先丢。
Those that do not have sin, you can cast the first stone.
全部都跑掉了，表示全部都有罪了。
They all went away, which means they all have sin.
所以主耶稣来对我们充满着怜悯。
Therefore, Lord Jesus came full of mercy.
但是当我们向他祷告，他又听我们。
But when we pray to him, he listens to us.
这个就是恩慈。
This is mercy.
所以今天我们去传福音给别人。
Today, when we preach to others,
你如果用定罪的心态你传不会久的。
If you have a mindset of judging with sin, then you'll not be able to persist for long.
传这个不信，他该死啊！不要传。
If you spread the gospel and say, "Oh, this person deserves to die," don't spread to this person.
主耶稣传到最后还是用怜悯的心。
But Lord Jesus, up until the very end, he was still moved with compassion.
不信真的很可怜。
If he doesn't believe, he's very pitiful.
那很可怜，我们才会再讲一次。
And because he's pitiful, then it will move us to say it again.
他还不信，明年再讲一次。
But if he continues to not believe, we repeat next year.
你怎么会有这么大的耐心呢？
How does he have so much patience?
因为神的爱充满在我们里面。
Because the love of God fills our heart.
只要那个爱没有断绝，我们传福音的热忱就不会减低。
As long as the fervency of his love does not end, then we will not end preaching.
所以主耶稣看到他们，怜悯他们。
Therefore, the Lord saw them and had compassion for them.
今天教会啊，鼓励大家都带慕道者。
Today, the church encourages everyone to bring a truth-seeking friend.
好，那我们就开始带慕道朋友。
And we begin to bring truth-seeking friends.
这个很好。
This is very good.
但是更好是什么？
But what is better?
从我们心里真的对他有怜悯的心。
What is better is that from our heart we are moved with compassion.
因为如果大家都做，我不做，所以我去做，这样也不错了。
If we have the mindset of everyone is doing it, therefore I must do, that's not so bad.
如果大家都做，我也不做，那我就比不上大家了。
But if everyone is not doing and I don't do, then I'm about the same.
但是如果我去做。能够有怜悯的心，这个是神同工的一个很重要的原因。
But if I go do it with compassion in my heart, that is a mercy of God.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
当我们看到一个人有怜悯的心，就是神在我们里面做工。
When we are moved with compassion in our heart, then that means God is working with us.
但是这个要祷告。
But we must pray.
要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit will fill our heart with the love of God.
所以有一个弟兄他说，你叫我跟我亲戚传福音啊，我越看越羡慕他们，我怎么去传福音？
There was a member that told me, you asked me to preach to my relatives, but the more I look at them, the more envious I become of them. How can I preach to them?
那他怎么会去羡慕他的亲戚呢？
Why would they be envious of their relative?
书读得很好。
Because they study very well.
工作做得很好。
They have a very good job.
收入很好。
They have a very good income.
生活很好。
They live a very good life.
我很羡慕他。
I become envious.
我要怎么说，你到教会来听福音。
How can I tell them to come to church and listen to the gospel?
所以我们要怜悯一个人，你要用什么眼光来看这个人？
Therefore, for us to have compassion to other people, what kind of mindset do you need to have?
如果人看人，当然你会很羡慕。
If a human look at other humans, of course we will have this angle.
但是当我们有主耶稣的心，
But once we have the heart of Jesus Christ,
你再看那一个人，
then we look at this person again.
你很羡慕他那一个人。
The person in which you are jealous of.
你就觉得很同情他。
And you have compassion for him.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣在十字架讲了，主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because the Lord said on the cross, forgive them because they do not know what they do.
所以你看那个世界上书读得很好，很认真在做事，生活很享受的人，其实他不知道他在做什么。
Therefore, when we look at these people in the world that has studied well, that has a very good income, has a very good job, in reality, they don't know what they're doing.
他不知道人从哪里来。
They don't know where men come from.
他不知道人往哪里去。
They do not know where men is going.
他不知道人要面对神。
They do not know that men have to face God.
他不知道有永生。
They do not know there is eternal life.
他不知道有审判。
They do not know of the judgment day.
那这不是很可怜吗？
Isn't this very pitiful?
所以主耶稣怜悯他们。
Therefore, the Lord had compassion for them.
这个要有神的爱。
This need to have the love of God.
神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God through the Holy Spirit fills our heart.
所以我们才会你一直活到很老，你也是先讲传福音。为什么？因为神的爱充满，你看到人就觉得他很可怜。
Therefore, those who preach the gospel will preach till very old age because the Lord fills our heart with compassion.
如果我们没有办法传给他，我也会为他祷告。
And if we are unable to preach the gospel to them, we can pray for them.
因为 有的人很有恩赐，有的人没有什么恩赐。
Because some people are very gifted, some not so much.
有的人好像有五千的，哦，随便带带五个慕道朋友。
Some are like that of the five talents.
有的人好像两千，很努力带带两个。
And some like that of the two talents that they make their effort but only bring two.
但是有的人好像一千了。
But some are like that of the one talent.
我没有恩赐，所以不要尝了，一个也没有。
I don't have any gifts, so I don't even attempt to.
好，我们现在回来看马太福音第九章。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 9.
第九章的三十七节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 37.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。三十八节。
38.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人去收他的庄稼。这里讲啊，做工的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And here it records in verse 37, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
我们常常想哈，一方面呢。教会需要更多慕道者。
Oftentimes, we think, on one side, the church needs more truth-seeking friends.
但是另外一方面，我们在想。
But on the flip side,
如果现在来了十个慕道者
，If today there are 10 truth-seeking friends that come,
教会能不能找到十个人去跟进
？Can the church find 10 members to follow up?
这个跟进呢，跟陪谈不太一样。
This following up and just having a conversation is very different.
陪谈是聚完会啊，陪他吃饭，谈谈话啊，邀他下次再来，这个不是很困难。
To have a conversation means that after service, you converse with each other and invite them to return. That is not so hard.
跟进就是当父母。
To follow up and follow through, that is to become like a parent to them.
然后建立属灵的关系。
To establish this spiritual relationship,
常常跟他联络。
Often communicate with them.
那用圣经的话带领他。
And to use the word of the Bible to guide them.
他软弱的时候用祷告来扶持他。
When they are weak, you use prayer to support them.
然后常常在一起鼓励他，帮助他。
Oftentimes are together so you can help this person.
真的有时候教会很多人哦，你要找十个找不到。
Many times at church, it's very hard for us to find 10.
所以做工的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Therefore, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
那怎么办？
What to do? 要
求庄稼的主打发工人。
Therefore, we must ask the Lord of Harvest to send the laborers.
所以讲到最后，还是教会要祷告。
So till the end, we still need to pray.
祷告有神的灵在感动。
In prayer, the Spirit of the Lord will move us.
有神的爱充满。
The love of God will fill us.
大家就会很想做圣工。
And everyone will want to participate in the holy work.
不是说你需要做圣工。
It's not that you have to do holy work.
我很想做圣工。
It is that I want to.
那这样做圣工就充满着活力。
Therefore, when doing holy work, then it becomes lively.
我们尝试。
Let us sing hymn
277.
277.